Hey everyone, welcome to another amazing episode of the YoshiCast. I'm Yoshi, and today we're going to get a chance to talk with comic book artist Matt Moylan about sketch covers, blank sketch covers. Mr. Moylan has worked with such properties as Transformers, obviously, but he's also worked with Batman, Spider-Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Street Fighter, to name just a few, and currently he's the editorial manager for Udon Publishing. And I got a chance to speak with him this year at a Transformers convention, Transformers Con Toronto, TFCon Toronto. And yeah, here's the conversation we had. Hope you enjoy it. Hey everyone, this is Yoshi. I am at TFCon Toronto 2016, and with me is artist Matt Moylan. How's it going, sir?
Pretty good.
Just finished a killer sketch cover for me.
Yeah.
G2 Megatron.
Yeah, also known as Eggplant Megatron.
Eggplant Megatron. with G2 ink, I might add.
Yes.
That was really cool. So I wanted a chance to, first of all, thank you. But talk about the process of drawing on sketch covers, if you like it, if you hate it, and how we could better inform the fan out there who wants to come and get a sketch cover done. Let them know, like, price ideas or have you prefer to have a finished concept idea that you can draw to or just be given a character and run with it?
In my case, I usually like to just draw a character, but it is definitely good to have your... have your idea thought out beforehand. Like, definitely don't just bring a sketch card like, I don't know which character of the 50 characters that you could
right.
do. Like, definitely have an idea before you get there.
It definitely helped that I followed you online. I kind of got the vibe that you like to do just one character at a time.
Yeah, and it helps because, I like to fit in as many people as I can at the show, and if some people come asking for two characters and some people want a scene or some people want this, I don't get to do as many pieces for as many people.
Right,
It's not necessarily how much money I make, but I like to, please as many people as I can at each show I go to.
Gotcha. What do you end up finding yourself drawing the most of? Is it Transformers? Is it...
Oh, for sure.
Is it?
That's what people know me for.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most comfortable, even though some, like a human might be simpler, but I'm just so used to drawing Transformers, I kind of draw them on automatic.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much for me, but everybody's going to be different. I mean, some of the other... there's some guys who are known for Transformers, like actually one of our artists at Udon Studios, Joe Ng. He's kind of known for Transformers, but he's kind of sick of drawing them. So he doesn't like... So he'd rather draw people.
Right.
So, everybody's different.
What does a Rocket Raccoon sketch run you?
This one's going to be in color, so he's going to be $40.
Uh-huh.
This one's kind of unique because he's... Rocket's such a small guy. I didn't want to fill up the cover with him, so I'd give him a big giant gun. Keep working on it a bit more.
And you were telling me earlier you made your own blank cover out?
Yeah, actually. So I work at Udon. We started doing Street Fighter.
Nice. Blank sketch covers. Look at that.
So we've got one for the regular Street Fighter series. We've got one for Street Fighter Legends Cammy, which is out in July. Pretty much any time we have a new number one, we're going to do a new sketch cover.
Right. I love how clean that is. So many times, and that's kind of one of my bitches about this one. It is such a clean... it's a clean sketch.
We tried to keep everything off as we could. We had to put a barcode on the back so you can buy it. But
that's a front and back, man.
Yeah, so you can wrap around.
That's going to be hard for you to do just one character on.
If there's a lot of space, maybe I'd rather... if I have the time, if I'm at home, I'd like to do multiple characters. But yeah, like I said, at shows, I try to keep it to one character. Mm-hmm. There's a few other ones that I've done here. Sharktacon for someone.
Wow.
He's got some nice colors on
him. That is really nice. It pops.
I did this original Fort Max.
Very cool.
And we're only here on day one of the show, and I've done, about a dozen of these things so far.
Wow. Have you, now in this particular show, are you getting more blank covers or are you getting sketches like you got there on the front?
I've gotten two sketch covers. So actually just yours and this one at this time. But actually I've gotten a lot of weird requests. Like, I did a few sketches in this little... did I do one here? Yeah, I did an Omega Supreme in this little...
aww,
tiny...
that's awesome.
Notebook. And let's see who else is in here. I think that might be Josh Perez.
Yeah.
He didn't sign it. That's James Reyes.
Of course it is.
So that might be... I think it's another James Reyes.
It's good company.
They're filling up.
Yeah.
Since I was the first one, so they're all from this show.
And dig that.
And I got to do... who do I have to put in there now? I want a G2 Grimlock.
Oh, wow.
They like weird colors. I think he's green or teal or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so completely based on the toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. You do mail away commissions. So, like, if I had found you online and just sent a request via email or Twitter, would that have been?
Yeah, I do. Most artists do, unless they're like maybe not the top name guys because they're super busy. But
yeah,
I'll definitely do them. I think most people will do them as long as you come to an agreement. Mm. You know, cover the shipping and things like that.
Gotcha. So, how can people find you?
Yeah, my Twitter is Lil Formers, like L-I-L Formers.
Okay.
And my website's also lilformers.com.
Uh-huh.
So it's not too hard to find me. And I usually respond. If you're going to just tweet at me, I'll respond.
Okay. So
not too hard to access.
Well, you got any other projects or anything you want to let us know about?
Well, I mean, just keep checking out the Street Fighter comics. Every once in a while, I'll have a short story that I wrote in there. But I'm also the editor on the series.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got working on a ton of art books right now. Oh, my God. Transformers fans might like to know we're working on Robotech art books.
Oh, cool.
So, if you like Jetfire, then whole book of Jetfires.
You guys heard it. Go get a Street Fighter book. It's blank, and he'll draw on it.
For sure.
And I'll include all the information down below. And thank you, Mr. Moylan, for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
You have a good con. Have a profitable con.
Awesome. Thanks. You too.